WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Over the last 10 years, video games have been the fastest-growing area of the entertainment business, bringing in more money each year than Hollywood movies or DVDs. While some of these games have become very controversial, our critic-at-large John Powers, a relative newcomer to video games, says that one family-friendly game was his favorite pop culture discovery of 2005.
From the very beginnings of popular culture, there have always been those who've grumbled that novels, or movies, or rock and roll are a corrupting influence. Today's favorite target is video games. You hear that the kids are wasting their lives on PlayStations and Xboxes, playing games that teach them auto theft, prostitution, and murder. Video games are now used as explanations for horrors like Columbine, and senators fulminate against them. The most brilliant riposte to all the alarmist clichés is Katamari Damacy, a PlayStation 2 game from Japan that's hugely popular here in the United States. Along with its recent sequel, We Love Katamari, this may be the best new game since the invention of chess. Easy to learn and wonderfully imaginative, Katamari can be played with pleasure by virtually anyone, from 9-year-old kids to middle-aged businesswomen like my sister, who spent the holidays at my house glued to the TV set. Even teenage boys who revel in the violence of Doom or the Warriors love this game, despite the fact that it could be enjoyed by their little sisters. Katamari's premise is simplicity itself. You're a prince, and your overbearing father, the king, gives you a set of timed missions that all involve the same thing. You must push a sticky ball, or Katamari, through various cheerful landscapes. As you roll over things, you collect them, if they're small enough to stick to the ball. The goal is to pick up as many objects as possible. The skill lies in controlling the ball's movement. When you start out, the ball is about the size of a pea, and you're in a Japanese room complete with shoji screens and object-laden tables that loom over you like mesas. You're only big enough to pick up things like mahjong tiles or candies. But as you collect things, you grow. Eventually, you get big enough to leave the room and then the house. As your world keeps expanding, you keep picking up bigger and bigger things. Pineapples, vending machines, automobiles, elephants. By the end, you're tearing buildings from their foundations and snatching planes out of the sky. And as you do all this, you're propelled forward by music so catchily addictive that I sometimes find myself dreaming the following tunes. Now there's a song that will stick in your head. Katamari Damacy was created by the people behind Pac-Man, and it pursues the same idea. You touch things, and they become part of you. But the difference between the games is enormous, like the gap between a child's drawing and the Sistine Chapel ceiling. Using today's astounding digital technology, Katamari creates a candy-colored three-dimensional world that's far cleverer and more richly imagined than 99% of our movies. Like much of modern art, Katamari toys with our sense of perspective. As your ball gets bigger, the size of the world changes too. The little mouse that once looked huge now looks tiny once you're big enough to roll up a dog, and creatures that once knocked you backwards now run to escape you. This includes human beings. One of Katamari's sheerest pleasures lies in the harmless slapstick of rolling people up into your ball, a process that involves a Japanese sense of gender-based social hierarchy. Even when they're the same size, girls are easier to roll up than boys, and women easier than men. The hardest humans to grab are sumo wrestlers. This cultural specificity matters, for part of what makes Katamari so fun is that it hasn't been internationalized. Its world is unabashedly Japanese, from its tatami mats and soy sauce bottles to its samurai swords and pagodas. The game is a triumph of the obsessive nerdiness that the Japanese have dubbed otaku. Everything you pick up is lovingly cataloged, so at game's end, you can learn exactly how many pencils, soy sauce bottles, or spiders you've collected. You're not only told the exact measurement of your ball, but exactly what percentage of the world you've rolled up, with the objects neatly divided by category. At bottom, Katamari Damacy draws on two linked strands of post-Hiroshima Japanese culture: a sense of apocalypse and a love of the benign cuteness typified by Hello Kitty. As your ball rumbles across a cityscape and people flee, you may be briefly reminded of the massive destruction found in Godzilla movies. But rather than use this scenario as a source of horror, Katamari makes the action positive, even happy. You're acquiring nifty things, not destroying them. And even more than Computer Solitaire, this process is endlessly seductive. When my friend's kids play Katamari at our house, the adults sit around watching, transfixed and laughing with pleasure. We could watch all day. Which is the one way that the pop culture curmudgeons are right after all. The only thing wrong with Katamari Damacy is that you could spend your whole life playing it.
When he's not reviewing films for Vogue or commenting on popular culture for us, John Powers is playing the video game Katamari Damacy.